All right.
Here we are.
We're going to start it. Check 1, 2. All right, here we go. Welcome to the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. Pastor Dominic DeNisi here of Rescue and Revive Ministries. And in our High Falls Rescue and Revive Ministry headquarters, we have our guest today is Rich Canas. Did I say it right?
Very close.
I knew it was going to mess it up. I knew it. Oh, okay, say it one time, Rich.
Canas.
Canas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Rich Canas. All right, so Rich, you are the owner of Unified Taekwondo. You got the T-shirt on, right, to represent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's, before we get into Unified Taekwondo, because even myself personally, I'd like to hear a little bit about your testimony. I don't know that much about it. All I've learned about where you attend, where you fellowship, so on and so forth. And so why don't you just take a few minutes to just let the viewers, the listeners hear about who Rich is and a little bit about your testimony.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know, we haven't talked about this, too much.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up, as a kid, my parents brought me to church. We went to First Bible. And, I went all the way through. And around my teenage years, probably around maybe 10th grade or something like that, kind of fell off a little bit. Just being,
very
kid,
common.
Just being a kid and whatnot, you kind of just get busy with everything. And at the time, obviously I wasn't as wise as I am now of, how important it is, to continue to follow Jesus.
Sure.
And just all aspects of your life.
Right.
I fell away a little bit. And the thing is I always knew that Jesus was with me. So I honestly did feel convicted during times where I was young and doing, dumb things.
Right.
I always had that conviction, I know I shouldn't be doing this. And when I was about 22,
mm-hmm.
Little things was okay, I got to make a change.
Yeah.
And just really recommitting myself, going back to First Bible. And then I met my wife, and she actually attended Calvary Chapel Westside. She grew up in that church also. So as we got together, mm-hmm. we were kind of going back and forth, and we
sure.
were engaged and, mm-hmm. Just kind of praying about because both churches were phenomenal,
right.
and we both loved them. So, it was tough for, to leave one of them, but, obviously we let the Lord just kind of put it on our hearts, and, we decided to go to Calvary Chapel Westside. We do have a lot of friends and still are close with the people at First Bible as well.
Yeah, and as I told you this morning, I found out that my oldest child coached Grayson Truth Soccer.
Yes, yes.
So that's
sir.
That's been a great sports ministry for us, Grayson Truth. All my children going through that sports ministry. I love it because it's Saturday mornings. It's not a huge commitment. You could do it together as a family, so on and so forth. So really great ministry there from First Bible. Now let's get into Unified Taekwondo. Tell us a little bit. You've had it for about 7 years, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How did it start? Tell us what you do, so on and so forth.
All right. So my father actually was my instructor growing up.
Okay.
And he actually had a ministry through First Bible. So, till I was about, 5 years old until 22 years old, we did, the ministry. It was actually started by Mark Palma.
I've heard of him. I know he does a lot. I know his son. I know they do. He does a lot of sports ministry, right?
He's in Dominican. His son and actually grandson and granddaughter are actually training.
That's great.
With me.
Fantastic.
Now. So we actually started the ministry through First Bible, and about 22, it kind of, obviously, people get busy and they just couldn't
sure.
keep going. And I thought of it as a way to not only start a business that would hopefully one day be able to support my family and do what I love,
sure.
but ultimately, like I told you, is be able to reach people, through the word,
mm-hmm.
be able to have that where you come into a business and you think you're going for Taekwondo, which you are, but you're also, being a light to those that
Correct.
May not know,
Correct.
So we actually started off. My cousin had a gym in Hilton because at the time I didn't have enough money to really rent anywhere
sure.
to go. And I started, teaching classes out of there. And one of my students actually attended Spenceport Bible Church. And he said, oh, you know, the pastor used to do martial arts. We have a room upstairs right, that we can use. So
still there. Yep. Yeah. So Unified Taekwondo is still there too on the wall, the painting. Yep.
Amen. So we were there for about 6 years. And, you know, obviously it was time to just kind of, you know, grow and get mm-hmm. to a new location. So we got a location in Henrietta. We were there for 2 years. It wasn't, you know, the best storefront view, so it was kind of hard to grow. And, you know, we were just praying about when that lease was over, yeah. you know, whereabouts we would go. Obviously, we were in Spenceport, and I live in Brockport. So, you know, Henrietta was kind of a long hike for a lot of the students. But, you know, they were dedicated, and, you know, they kept coming. And we finally found a spot in the mm-hmm. Tops Plaza in Slayton Avenue.
Yeah, no, exactly. Of course.
So yep. we just opened up there 2 months ago.
You did. Wait. Well, okay. So I know where that is very well. Just was at that Tops. Where exactly in Slayton Place is it?
So it's on the other side of Tops. And
okay, it's where the diner is.
Yeah. So it's closer to the road. We're in okay. between a hair salon.
Yep.
And a dog grooming place.
Okay, great.
Which we bring our dogs yeah. to. So we know them very well. Yes.
Great spot. That's a good spot.
Yep.
And that town, I've been spending a lot of time in that area of the town. Mm-hmm. The ice cream place, the coffee shop, walking the canal, so on and so forth. It's a really, really, I told you we're having an outreach there coming up through Rescue and Revive Ministries on the 29th. So looking forward to that. Hope we get good weather. Let me ask you this, because now you're a family man.
Yes, sir.
You're a young man, but now you're a family man, and you've been married to your wife, Allie, for how long again?
Coming up on 4 years next month.
4 years, you have a daughter. Now you're about to have another child in a couple weeks, correct?
Yes, sir.
How has that impacted you as a man of God, as a father, a husband? How has that all impacted you in general, and then how has that affected Unified Taekwondo?
Yeah, so... And obviously we were talking about, you know, I was working full time mm-hmm. and now I'm running a business full time
right.
and, you know, the balance of obviously putting my family and my wife first,
right.
mm-hmm. but also still trying to, you know, be the provider that God
right.
wants me to be. So just that balance is tough. And obviously, you know, I have, you know, a wife who's, mm-hmm. you know, very understanding
mm-hmm.
and, she helps me. And, you know, like we talk about, it's like, we're a team. Through
right.
all of this. So, you know, she's been a blessing
mm-hmm.
that helps me, you know, in the business, and, you know, she does whatever she can on the back end. So that's been a blessing. And, you know, my daughter, Isabella, who actually just turned 10, she's been
great.
Training and for about 6 years now.
Wow. She's a black belt yet?
Not yet. You know, she's very, very good though. She also does cheerleading. You know, that takes up a lot,
it's
of,
a
time,
lot of time.
So
it's a big commitment.
But, you know, just... You know, I think another blessing is my wife's been able to homeschool her.
Yes,
so
that is a blessing.
Just the freedom of, you know, being able to, you know, they can do, you know, their
you
school.
Got freedom.
And,
you got
yeah.
freedom.
Yeah.
I was watching something. I saw a statistic the other day. In the 1970s, there was 130,000 homeschoolers in the United States. Now there's over 6 million.
Wow.
I mean, it just has yeah. boomed and blossomed. I mean, specifically what's going on in the school systems. Public school system, so on and so forth. I don't think you're going to see that number decrease. I think you're just going to continue to see it increase. But
yeah.
how does that play in? You already said that's kind of helpful for you, is it not? Homeschooling for being a businessman and so on, a family man, so on and so forth. That's helpful.
Yes.
So you said your wife's a big support, kind of working behind the scenes, so on and so forth. She's going to have an adjustment coming up with another baby. So how about talk about that support system? Your wife, anybody beyond that, because I know as a business owner, as a pastor, ministry leader, father, you know, list goes on and on. How important is that support system, and who are those that make up that support system for Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously my wife is the biggest support, and just like I said, how flexible she is, and obviously it's going to be an adjustment for both of us.
Of course.
And obviously doing whatever I can do. You know, because even though I'm working, and, you know, she was actually on bed rest for a little while because, you know, possibly having the baby come early.
Sure.
You know, that, you know, even put a little bit more on my plate. But at the end of the day, you know, she's growing our child, which is more than,
right.
you know, I'm doing a
yeah,
lot.
That's
but right. what she's doing is even more important. So whatever I can do to help, whether it's staying up all night with
right.
the baby to let
Have
her
you done
rest.
That before?
No, not yet.
that's not easy.
No,
not easy
yeah.
to do.
So, and yeah, just like what we were talking about, the freedom, you know, I did, you know, I had a full-time job,
right,
for, you know, the last 8, 10 years. And, right, you know, also at the same time, mm-hmm, running my martial arts business, that's, you know, lot, initially by myself.
Sure.
So just like trying to grow that, and, you know, now I'm married and have one daughter and now another daughter, you know, it just, it becomes more strategic of how we are going to continue to work together, that everything, you know, obviously family is the most important, but, like I said, she helps me a lot with running my business. And I've been, you know, in the martial arts, training for 26 years, mm-hmm, now. So, and I really think that this location that God has, you know, provided for us in the Tops Plaza, mm-hmm, we've had a lot of growth even within the last 2 months that, you know, I am actually, I'm still doing some different, mm-hmm, side jobs because I was in construction. So just trying to, you know, making sure that I'm still the provider,
sure,
and, you know, getting everything I need. And I was telling someone, you know, because now that I'm not working for a job, I'm not going, right, to get this paid time.
Yes, yeah, it's going
to
be different.
So trying to, you know, make sure I'm working really hard until the baby comes, because I told, you know, whoever I'm working for, even my business, and which has been another support system. I have a few black belts, even my dad, mm-hmm, who actually, you know, was in the ministry at First Bible through Taekwondo. He comes at least once or twice a week and helps teach classes. So I told all my instructors, I said, hey, when the baby comes, we don't know when it's going to happen. When the baby comes, I'm going to take 2 to 3 weeks off.
That's wise. That's very wise.
And just, yeah, and I let all the parents know, like, yeah, you know, we're not exactly sure, but, you know, the schedule might change a little bit, but, you know, other than that, I can trust the people that are going to,
yeah,
be teaching.
Yeah, that's wisdom. I can tell you from experience, that's wise. I didn't necessarily do that with all my children when they were born, you know, having six, of course, a little bit, and we had five really quickly together, yeah, but yeah, I know specifically for the last one, I don't think I did. I think that's a great move to take 2 or 3. And again, that's part of the freedom, the flexibility you have as a business owner that, you know, you may, working for someone else, they may give that to you, but you still have to ask for approval, you know, yeah, so that's an advantage. How difficult is it to get to, it's not only a simple question, how hard is it to get to church on Sunday? Because I'll tell you this, pastoring church, and even before that, you know, overseeing this ministry, doing a lot of itinerant preaching, so on and so forth. How hard is it to keep Christ at the center? I mean, and I started off with attending church on Sunday morning because I see the flow of people. And I know at our church, you know, there's kind of like two waves. There's like the first wave, they make it there on time. Then within the next 20 minutes, there's the second wave. And that's just
after the singing comes.
Well, yeah, a lot of times, right? Sometimes it's kind of how it is, but I understand that. And I'm okay with that. Grace, you know, gracious about that. I understand families. I remember, you know, driving. I drove across town for 20 years to go to church, so on and so forth. How hard is it, though? Honestly, how difficult is it to try to keep God at the center, Jesus Christ at the center of your family, your business, so on and so forth? And part of that being, you know, regular church attendance. How difficult is that?
So I think for me and my, yeah, family, the attending church, yeah, is actually, there's no really question of whether we're not going or are going. We always attend church because one of the reasons,
it's not typical today.
No, you know, no. And, yeah, the one, you know, one struggle that I do have is my, you know, my personal, maybe daily devotions are,
right,
getting in the word, which,
yeah, yeah,
sometimes, you know, lacks. And,
sure,
obviously, you know,
it's honest.
We, yeah, go through things where, you know, obviously the lives and busyness and, mm-hmm, kids and, you know,
mm-hmm,
it's tough, but, you know, even, you know, I was talking to my wife, who just encourages me, like, you know, I am the man of the household. So just, mm-hmm, even being in the word in the morning, not just for me, but when my daughter comes down from,
yeah,
you know, she sees me in the word.
Sure.
And just trying to encourage her. But yeah, and we also, we teach, I teach second and third graders on Sundays.
Oh, you do?
At Calvary. So
that's great.
That is also an encouragement.
That's how you know the betters. That's how you know Dawn. She teaches,
yeah,
that a lot.
Yeah. So just getting in the word,
yeah,
even,
yeah,
you know, obviously what my study is, that,
mm-hmm,
helps me to really get in the word more. And, you know, just always going. And, you know, my daughter loves it. So now that she's 10 years old,
mm-hmm,
she's always there for two services. So she wants to help out the little kids. And,
sure,
then, you know, the next service,
sure,
she'll go into her class. So,
yeah. Well, that's good. And it sounds like it, what I say a lot of times is, and I've said this from the pulpit, if Christians aren't going to church, how can you expect those that are lost to come to church? And my point in that is that statistically, the average churchgoer, Christian, however you want to categorize it, according to these Pew Research and Barna Research Group, before COVID, they only attended church 2 times a month. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what it is post-COVID, but I got to imagine it's less.
Yeah.
So I see this struggle, and I'm not saying this condemningly, but I see this struggle in just attending church. And then as far as midweek goes, I don't know how it is. I know Westside actually has, you know, booming church, but midweek even has been kind of almost eliminated, if not eliminated, in a number of churches.
Yeah.
And so, but then I also hear you talking about doing your devotions at home, your kids seeing it. So there's this balance between church and home and both. But I think the time we live in, it's there's definitely a battle. You know, as like I said, this, if Wednesday goes, there's only one target left, Sunday morning. You know what I mean? Before the church closes down. So
yeah,
it's just this really, really precarious times, interesting times we live in. With that being said, Rich, you talked a little bit about your father. We got Father's Day coming up.
Yes, sir.
How instrumental was he in your life to help lead you to Christ, and maybe other people you'd mentioned, like Mark Palma, people yeah. like that? Who were the people that influenced you, that drew you to the Lord and drew you into this calling and career as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely my father. He's a big reason I am who I am today. Especially his work ethic, mm-hmm. which, you know, I said, you know, he worked probably 100 hours a week throughout wow. the week. And, you know, he maybe I didn't see him too much through the week. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I try to not do that now, you know.
Right.
But just he was always at, you know, class and, you know, teaching me to, you know, do the best I can and, you know, bring me, whether it was Taekwondo or church, no matter what, we didn't have a choice. And obviously sure. sometimes kids don't want to go to church.
Of course. It's natural.
And sports, whatever, you right. want to just hang out outside, mm-hmm. especially with the nice weather coming.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, we didn't have a choice. It wasn't, we're not going to, okay, I'm going to fight about it. There was no choice.
Yeah, he made it very clear.
So I think now, even just with everything I do, whether it's, you know, I work all day and then I got to teach class and then I got to mm-hmm. go home, it's like, it is what it is. And, you know, God has just strengthened me, and I just ask God every day to just continue to give me strength and to, you know, have patience even after that long day of mm-hmm. whatever it may be.
Your father instilled a work ethic in you.
Yes, sir.
He was a good example. And when that time I got to meet him when he came to the church, I could tell he's got a great personality. Real deal guy. That's huge. Huge.
Yes, sir.
And this will play on the radio before Father's Day, too. It'll play. That'll be the first Sunday night it'll play on the radio.
Awesome.
So perfect timing with that. Anyone else? You mentioned Mark Palma, who I've never formally met, but I know his son, Ryan.
Yeah.
And I know Ryan's father-in-law, Tim Ford, really well.
Yep,
they support Wrestling Divide Ministries. I spoke there a few months ago, actually. So anybody else, Mark, anybody else who your dad was a major pivotal person for you? Anybody else?
Yeah. So, you know, definitely Mark too as well. Mm-hmm. I was a lot younger mm-hmm. At the time, but even his son Ryan has been a blessing. You know, mm-hmm. we actually attend his house every Friday for a life group.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. And I was even talking to my buddy.
Are they going Westside now too?
I know. They're going First Bible. No. So.
Because you said, I'm like, wait, all right, go ahead, continue.
So, so I was even talking to my buddy who's 10 years younger than me, and I was telling him, it was like, I don't feel that much older than you, but having friends that are even a little bit older
sure.
that can mentor you,
sure.
that are godly people.
It helps.
So definitely Ryan. And even another big one is my father-in-law, Tony Cintron.
Great guy.
Who's the
Amazing
assistant
guy.
Pastor
yep.
over at New Beginnings.
Yep.
He's a huge blessing. And, you know, there's just some people that would just give you the shirt off the back. He's definitely one of them.
He's really an amazing guy. I've always admired him. And the way he conducts himself as a man of God. And he said something to me that I use still today. I have used it in all facets of ministry. I remember Pastor Tony saying to me, because I was a children's pastor for,
yeah.
for 5 years, and I remember talking to him. There were two things that were very profound he said, but one in particular, he said, I never refer to the Bible as stories. I own that. Every single time I refer to the Bible, I say the account of Jonah. The account of Genesis. That was powerful to me. Well, I just want to share that with you.
Yeah.
That nugget of wisdom is very profound.
Yeah.
You know, and uncommon. So great, these are great men.
Yes, sir.
That they surround you.
I think just having, obviously, if you're watching or whatever, just having guys that are older that can give you the wisdom. Obviously, having friends that you're same age. And, you know, it is tougher sometimes because you have a lot of friends that maybe aren't in the Word or, you know, really attending or following the way that you want them to. And, you know, having grace with them.
Right.
You know,
grace is big.
You know, because you want them, and I talk about it all the time, like you want your friends and family to be saved.
Right.
And, you know, just building that relationship and just being the light and like just praying for them continuously because you don't, you know, and people say, you know, maybe they're still young and, you know, we got a lot of time, and but we don't know when Jesus is going to be coming back. So really just trying to be a light continually, being gracious to them, but also, you know, giving them the truth of what is going to happen if you, you know, don't accept Jesus in your life.
Amen. That's key. I was just looking. We have a Facebook Live feed. A couple of our guys over in Kenya, our ambassador from Rescue and Revive Ministries, Pastor Max, and so I have some other people joining with us. Yeah, that's great words of wisdom and advice from you as well, and the importance of disciple. That's organic discipleship. Mm-hmm. You know, life groups, that happens, and it's intentional, but then there's organic discipleship. Men that your father, you happen to inherit a great father-in-law, right? Your father. I mean, these are men that have heavily influenced you. And I notice in you, we don't have a whole lot of time left, later on, we've got like 5 minutes, but I noticed in you, I can almost see this. It's like when people have, and I want more of it, by the way. I admit, I want more of the fruit of self-control in every aspect of my life. I see that in you. I see that in your countenance. That's probably come from your father, Taekwondo, those type of things. Am I right in guessing that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I knew it. So that's, but I see that, man. It's like people wear that fruit of self-control, and that's something, too, that, you know, is modeled often, and then God develops that fruit, that character inside of you, so that's a blessing. Last thing I want to ask you about is we're running out of time. Well, two things. Number one, somebody's interested in learning Taekwondo. They know now you're a Christian man, you're a man of God. How do they get started at Unified Taekwondo?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can text me, call me at my number.
What is that number?
It's 585-727-5786.
Okay.
You can check us out on our website, which is tkdrocs.com, tkdrocs.com. And we give everyone two free classes, ages 4 up until 75.
That's
we
fantastic.
Teach kids, adults, all ages. We're there Monday through Saturday, six days a week. So
fantastic.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously anyone who's even thinking about it, I know, you know, it's tough. The kids have sports, they have school.
A lot of activities.
There's a lot of activities. Yep. But it's just, I think, something that, you know, we don't take a break. We're year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, in between sports, I encourage, you know, to bring the kids. And one thing I just, you know, God brought it to my remembrance right now that's really been heavy on my heart is I have a lot of parents and their kids, you know, are being bullied. And even just other parents that I've talked to and just how bad, you know, sometimes the way the school handles, you know, picking on kids. And, you know, we're actually going to be coming up with an organic self-defense class. It's going to be more of a realistic, you know, because a lot of the times, you know, you think of self-defense, you know, you grab this, you're not going to remember. So, you know, it's, you know, really building the confidence, learning how to strike if you ever have to. And, you know, thank God I've never had to use Taekwondo.
Right,
and I think, you know, not only just knowing it, but also knowing, you know, having, as a Christian man, having the grace with people. If someone calls you something, it's not, you're, you know, out of anger. You're not.
Of course.
So I think that helps immensely, you know, ultimately, you know, having.
Big need for that.
Mm-hmm.
Big need for that. I think you'll. I think that will really bring a lot of comfort to parents with that. And I pray blessing upon your business and your ministry, man. I'm going to ask you to do the last thing because we only got 30 seconds.
Got it. Quick.
Okay. Somebody's watching. There's people watching. Other people are going to listen to this. They might be driving 11:30 at night and turn on WYSL.
Yeah.
30 seconds. You only got 30 seconds. In your words, in your way, explain the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to those listening.
Yeah. So the first thing I think is John 3:16, that for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that if we believe in him, we'll be saved. And I think that, you know, obviously if you're still searching, find someone, you know, be with someone that, you know, can encourage you. Obviously, you know, it's a, you know, what we, even the pastors talk about, it's like once you decide to be a Christian, it doesn't necessarily get easier, but you have that hope and you have that peace.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. I want to connect that with something I just heard. It was a beautiful, beautiful, profound truth. This gentleman was saying this: Jesus never once promised happiness. Never once did he say you'll be happy. What he did promise is peace.
Yeah.
And that's what you will get. Peace that passes understanding when you know the true and living God. Amen. Through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and believe in the work of the cross, death, burial, and resurrection. Thanks, man. Those of you who are watching, listening later on, thank you for supporting Rescue and Revive Ministries here in Kenya. We have people in Kenya right now viewing on our Facebook Live. We're so thankful for your prayers, your financial support. We have the Follow the Cloud event coming up. That's our open-air service at the Spencerport Fireman-Exempt Gazebo. Saturday, June 29th, noon to 3, food, fellowship. We've got a couple great speakers. We have a worship band playing as well. Pray for the weather that day. We're praying that people will hear the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for helping us to rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great day, a great night. All right, man, let me turn this off.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for watching, Facebook people. Thanks, Nate.